You know, you may not be aware of this, but Tehran was almost made uninhabitable by drought. And the drought was engineered in part by U.S. radar systems that were blasting energy to ionize the atmosphere to steer clouds away from Iran and to actually cause a drought. It's just classic geoengineering, multiple ways to achieve this. But what has happened is that since those large radar installations around the Persian Gulf have been destroyed by Iranian drones, the rains have returned. And now in the last week or so, we have really record rains in Tehran and what was almost uninhabitable. I mean, literally last year, they almost had to think about evacuating large sections of the city, a city of 9 or 10 million people. Now they have plenty of water. Of course, their infrastructure has been destroyed in part and bombed by the United States because of the kinetic war. But the geoengineering war was another kind of warfare. Of course, their infrastructure has suffered an extensive amount of damage due to the kinetic war being waged against Iran by the United States. But the geoengineering war was just another layer on top of that. So the reason I want to mention this is because the globalist deep state of Western civilization, it wages war on so many levels. There's engineered famine, there's engineered energy scarcity, there's pesticides and herbicides to cause cancer and depopulation, there's weaponized, you know, ticks that cause Lyme disease, there's, you know, everything that you can imagine. There's some kind of weaponized system. The vaccines were weaponized. You know, the information is weaponized by the regime against the people. They roll out many of the same weapons against the American people that they're using against enemy nations like Iran. So, for example, there's weather control that happens in the United States, all on purpose. You know, storms, hurricanes that can be steered into striking certain locations, floods and droughts that can compromise the food supply domestically. Remember that the global elite, they need to run on scarcity, and that scarcity has to be engineered and reinvigorated, really, from time to time. They need scarcity to create control. Without scarcity, if there were just abundance of everything for everybody, if crops grew easily and there was lots of affordable energy, etc., then, you know, people wouldn't be as easily controllable. So a big part of the effort by the globalists right now is to destroy the things that create abundance. Remember, it's destroying the things that create abundance in order to control you. And one of the gifts from God would be rainfall, you know, water falling out of the sky for free to water your crops. Sunlight, these are free things. Rain and sun. And that's why you have states like Oregon that are outlawing rainwater collection on your own property. They do. They outlawed on your own property. A famous court case of a rancher that was building rainwater collection on his own land. And he was actually arrested. And I believe he was sentenced to jail for doing that, which seems crazy because, you know, it's a classic permaculture philosophy is to retain water and help your own land grow more trees and have more habitat for animals and pollinators, etc. Speaking of pollinators, the other part of this war is the neonicotinoids, the organophosphate chemicals, the glyphosate, herbicide, etc., that's designed to kill pollinators, which is doing at a rapid pace. Colony collapse is happening every year with honeybees. And then on top of that, it's designed to give people turbo cancer so they die earlier, which is all part of the depopulation agenda. So no wonder life is hard for so many people right now. You're under constant assault from a system that wants you to die. Assault from, you know, medicine and vaccines to the food supply, to the air you breathe, to the weather, to engineered famine and food inflation, forcing you to eat cheaper foods that are more processed and devoid of any real nutrition, which accelerates your degenerative disease conditions like diabetes and cancer and heart disease, etc. This is all by design. Your government is at war with you. And the globalist governments are at war with you. And if you want a really good example of this, look at the governments of Western European countries. I mean, they are blatantly waging war against their own people. They've shut down their energy infrastructure. They have no legal protections for their own people, but they offer absolute legal immunity to illegals and migrants that come in and take their jobs and burn their churches down and things like that. The European governments are clearly treasonous. Clearly treasonous. They want their own nations to fail. They are ashamed of their own heritage for some reason. It's like the French government is ashamed of being French. The German government is ashamed of being German. And the British government is ashamed of being white. You know, so they just want to destroy all their nations. And they're doing a damn good job at committing national suicide. But they also run weather control. They also run the pesticides. They run all the other weapon systems that I've talked about here, especially vaccines, and while disarming their own population. So you have no Second Amendment, no means of self-defense against a chaotic society or rising crime. And if you dare defend yourself in the UK against a home invader or someone with a knife threatening to stab you, if you dare defend yourself, you go to jail for causing an injury to them as they were trying to kill you. But you're the bad guy in the UK for some reason. It's just totally insane, but that's what it is. And you've seen many examples of this. So the bottom line is, I'm calling this the pinch. The pinch is the global depopulation effort. And I'm using the word the pinch in a kind of a mocking way because it sounds like something small, but it's actually global. It's the population pinch. And they are trying to eliminate billions of people. The only way to do that is to put everybody, 8 billion plus people, through the most difficult years of our lives, a time where the energy backbone is partially destroyed, where food is scarce, where there's no social cohesion, where the rule of law has been abandoned, where the money supply is cratering and hyperinflation is just over the horizon, etc. And everybody's getting dumbed down. There's no more politeness in society. We no longer have a high trust society. Crime is getting worse. The court system is completely broken. Elections are broken. The education system is broken. The media is totally paid off and rigged and retarded on top of that. It just gets worse and worse and worse. But this is all by design. And the point of this is global depopulation, the pinch. So, as I've said many times, once you understand that, then everything else starts to make sense. But on a positive note, let me add that I believe you can survive the pinch. I plan to survive it. And frankly, it won't be that difficult. You might think that's crazy to hear me say that after all the things I just said earlier. But the truth is that the globalists know killing most people isn't that difficult because most people have no survival skills. They have no supplies. They don't have any stored food. They live paycheck to paycheck and meal to meal. And if you cut off their electricity and their food and their money, they don't live very long, it turns out. So the vast majority of the population are pretty easy for the globalists to kill off. And they know that. And that's who they're going to target first, obviously. The low-hanging fruit of the global culling, let's say. You, on the other hand, are very hard to kill. And I've talked about this a lot, how to be hard to kill, how to survive all of this. There are simple ways to achieve this. I've covered many of them, such as stockpiling food and medicine, etc. And having, you know, getting off grid as much as possible, having your own gold and silver instead of relying on dollars. And basically decentralizing your life. I have a whole show dedicated to that at decentralize.tv. You may have seen those episodes. People love those episodes. So actually decentralizing from this whole system is the survival mechanism, and it is achievable. Some elements are more difficult than others, such as having your own domestic energy supply. That's difficult because of the cost of solar installations or generators or things like that, but it is achievable. Nevertheless, they won't kill all of us. They might kill half of us. They might kill three quarters of us, but they won't kill all of us. And we can make it through with the knowledge that I am sharing every single day, and that I know that you appreciate and you also help share, and that you are probably practicing as well. So use all the available resources that we have for you right now. We've got 50,000 plus free downloadable books at brightlearn.ai. We've got the free deep research AI tool at brightanswers.ai. You know, I've got free videos, of course, and interviews and AI avatar explainer videos now at brightvideos.com. Plus, I've got articles at naturalnews.com, infographics, and you can also follow me on social media at brighteon.social, which is the uncensored social media site we have. And I also have brighteon.io, which is our blockchain-driven, decentralized social media platform that is nuclear war resilient because it's peer-to-peer. So there are no central servers. So be sure to sign up for brighteon.io because my username there is Health Ranger, and that will be our emergency distribution channel in case domain names start going down. You can actually download the client at brighteon.io that runs on your Windows desktop. And then once you have that client running, you don't need domain names to work. So even if they shut down DNS, you'll still be able to receive emergency messages through brighteon.io, the client, the app that runs on your desktop. So check all that out, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and take care.
Unlock the power of organic turmeric root powder for good health that starts with every scoop. It's non-GMO, non-China, gluten-free, and certified organic, because you deserve only the purest. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.